Thanks for visiting In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, as always, from our beautiful studios. And Chris Sims is our special guest this week. We are talking draft. We are talking draft by position groups. We covered quarterbacks and wide receivers. Today, we're going to go offense as well. With offensive line, you never know. Is 31 too rich? We talked to Chris not only about prospects at 31, end of the first round, but prospects that may be available in rounds two, at the end of the second round, and even at the end of the third round. Chris Sims does the deep dive into the tape. Okay, Chris, something near and dear to my heart. You know, we're in the trenches is the name of the podcast here. So we're going to go to the trenches. And I know you love offensive linemen. They make your life as a quarterback a heck of a lot easier. What about the O-line? How good is this year's offensive line in the draft?
I mean, pretty good. I thought the top end of it is very good. I do. You know, I mean, the depth is pretty good, too. I do think it kind of falls off at a point, like maybe not as deep as we've seen in years past with the offensive line position, at least in my opinion. But I thought the top guys, you know, you get into the top 10, 12 guys. Damn, it's an impressive football group. That's for sure. And right. Dave, really, I wouldn't be shocked if 7 or 8 offensive linemen went in the first round. I would not. I think there's a possibility of that in this draft.
That's very interesting.
And there's a lot.
And I think very plausible. I agree with you 100%. The end of the first round, if the Bengals are sitting there and say Linderbaum, for example, is on the board, and that's he's gotten a lot of attention in mock drafts, Tyler Linderbaum, and Gibbs, a great player. I mean, yeah, he's strictly a center, but boy, really good athlete. You know, was a wrestler, put the shot through the discus. He started out at Iowa as a defensive lineman. I mean, he's athletic. He's a finisher. I mean, I really love him as a player. If Linderbaum is here at 31, do you think that's good value?
Definitely. Take him. Boom. Get it off the board. If he's there on the board, run to the podium and give the ticket there. you know, for the reasons you stated, you know, we've talked about a little before. Yeah, you made some great improvements in free agency on the offensive line. You know, but you got Joe Burrow. You want to play through this offense and this quarterback and these weapons at receiver. Let's open up some more holes on a weekly basis for Joe Mixon. You know, take advantage of that way. Cincinnati has a chance to make that side of the ball so elite. It's like Kansas City, to where teams might have to play you guys in a different way because they're just going to go, we got to worry about keeping up. We got to play a different way this week. They're so elite on this side of the ball. And yeah, Linderbaum is Jason Kelsey-ish as far as the athlete. You're not going to really find a more athletic center than this guy. And then you go, oh, well, he's 294 pounds. Is he going to be strong enough? I mean, nobody ever really pushes him back. He's phenomenal in all areas. And center is a very important position this day and age in the NFL. It really is. You know, all the different sizes and styles of defenses and defensive tackles and, you know, it's first down and I got a giant, huge run-stopping D tackle. It's second down and now it's the fast, quick guy. And then it's third down and people are standing up and I don't know who's going where and I'm in control of directing all the traffic. And right. Then, you know, back to first down and now I got to get up to the second level and block a guy like Micah Parsons. It's a special skill set, especially for that offense, that Shanahan McVay inside-outside scheme. So I would take Tyler in a second from Iowa.
What about Cam Jurgens out of Nebraska, the kid that started out as a tight end in high school? He put the shot like, you know, 63 feet and threw the discus 196 feet, was a basketball player, you know, another really good athlete, obviously. What do you think of him at the center position? Is there anybody else at the center position? And I'm not saying he's the 31st worthy of that.
No, I think he's later. He's the next guy for me. He's the next center for me. And yeah, I mean, I don't think he's like you're talking about. Linderbaum, I look at and go, he could go anywhere from 20 to 32. I think he's a slam dunk for the first round.
Right.
You know, a guy like Jurgens, it's second, third round, got a little bit more of a power aspect to him maybe that Linderbaum doesn't have. But yeah, that's another guy that if he's sitting there on the board at the second round and you're trying to address the center need, I'm running up there with this guy. I like him a lot. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else at the center position, wherever in the draft that you'd like to make mention of?
I don't think so. I don't know if there's anybody there, you know. And again, I don't always dive into some of the really far down the line guys. So maybe there's somebody I'm missing as a sixth or seventh round type of talent. Yeah. But those two stood out to me as being the top two guys.
Let's move to the guard position. Right now, the way the Bengals have addressed the free agency with the offensive line, they have Karras projected to start at center right now, and the left guard position is the one that's open and available. And there are some guys that that played left guard pretty darn well in their collegiate careers. What do you think about some of these guys? And the, again, Bengals traditionally, historically, have not taken a guard in the first round. But 31 is pretty late in the first round. You know, it's almost like an early two.
Right.
Do you think any of those guards are worthy at 31?
I do. I do think there. I think there's two guards. I mean, one, Zion Johnson from Boston College.
Yep.
Right. I think he's one that, again, he's ready to go day one. You know, been up Boston College. They kind of run a pro style offense. He's got very good power. You know, he's a good athlete. He's great pass protecting guard. That's where I was very impressed with him. So, yes. And the other guard that I really like is the kid from Texas A&M, Kenyon Green.
Agreed.
Yeah, you like him. Good. I mean, he actually has more physical ability than the guy I just mentioned. Yeah. But he's just a little bit more raw. That's, I guess, the biggest thing. You know, they moved him around their offensive line a little bit. But I think ultimately he's made for guard. You know, 325 roughly somewhere in there is how much he weighs. He's really athletic. I mean, bendable and pliable to be in weird positions or pull around the edge and still get the job done that way. You know, I think those are the two guards to me that stand out above the rest for sure.
Yeah, I think Johnson's got long arms and both of them have big, strong hands, man. When they lock on you,
it's,
you
know, over. Right.
Exactly. Case closed. You know, and both of them too, Chris, I think for as athletic as they are, they lean a little bit. And that's just due to over-aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. They can both bend. They knee benders, not waist benders. And, you know, it's like, boy, this guy's too good an athlete to be on the ground. Why
small? No doubt.
Okay.
No.
He's leaning. He's leaning. He's going to the ground. That's correctable. I mean, that's due to
over-aggressiveness. That's right.
I mean, I'd rather have to pull a guy back than say, I got to light a firecracker under this guy's gut butt to make him go attack. You know, these guys want to do damage.
And no that's doubt. Why
they get a little off balance, you know.
I'm with you there too. I think that, you know, the scouting world and, you know, friends in the NFL, they look too deep into that stuff where I just want to go, you know, one, yeah, it's just a little technique issue. You can look at the player and go, they do everything physically really good. There's no physical limitations. That's what I want first.
Right.
The other stuff, like you're talking about, you can coach. And to the fact of, you know, guys like that, just like we talk about, like, oh, the running quarterback, he only looks at one guy and then runs. Well, because he's been able to do that his whole life.
Right.
You know, these guys have been able to lean on people their whole life and still move them. So they're still getting used to, like, wait, I got to move my legs actually to move this guy. I've used to just be able to lean on a person and everybody would move. So there's a learning curve they're still going through too.
No doubt. When you're a man playing amongst boys your whole life, and then all of a sudden you're a man playing amongst men, it becomes a different issue.
No doubt
about it. All right, so let's go to the tackle position. There'll be a run. It's a premier position, obviously.
Yeah.
What type of name do you think would be there potentially at 31 for the Cincinnati Bengals if they decide to, oh boy, this tackle, we don't have a huge need. We really addressed it in free agency. And, you know, we've got a number one draft pick of our own there at left tackle already. We addressed it in free agency at right tackle. But, you know, boy, this guy might make our football team better. Who might that be?
Yeah, I think there could be two guys that are possibly there. You know, I think one, the kid from Northern Iowa, Trevor Penning.
Yep.
You know, I think that's about the range. You know, he's a good player. He's big, moves his feet well. You know, I wish he was a little bit more dominant on film versus his competition. The other guy I like, and I actually like this guy a little bit more than Penning, was the Bernard Raimann from Central Michigan.
Yep.
I thought he had, you know, a little bit of physicality and crap to his game, let alone the athleticism and, you know, the ability to do all those things. So where, you know, I could see one of those two guys being on the board there. I'm not sure. You know, like you said, it depends when this run starts for tackles. But those are the two guys I kind of look at to be end of the first round type talents, anywhere from, you know, 20 to 35 in that range. I can see them going off the board.
Yeah, Rahman is he's the Norwegian, I think, isn't he?
Exactly. Yeah, from Austria, I believe. Yeah. Right. He's a good kid. I got to meet him at the combine, really? But yeah, I was impressed with him when I turned on the film. I thought maybe I was going to see some raw guy that's from Europe and still learning football, but he was pretty good.
He was a tight end that they moved, right? So he's athletic. Yes.
I mean, very athletic.
Yeah.
Very athletic. He's long. You see that guy where you go 6'6", 303, and you go, oh, man, is he going to have the power and be able to do that stuff? And I thought he did. So I really did like him, and he could be a guy that's there, you know, for the Bengals at the end of the first.
Yeah, there'd be some interesting decisions to be made there with the with respect to the offensive line. You can never have enough good linemen, just like you can never have enough good edge rush guys, cover guys. You can never have enough good players. That's the bottom line. That's what the draft's all about, making your team better and deeper. And the draft, it's all about patience and discipline, just like everything else. You got to be patient. You got to be disciplined.
No doubt.
Drafts.
Yes, you got to be patient. You got to be disciplined. You got to make sure it matches your board. Don't overreach. And that's where I think a lot of teams make a mistake, or where they just go, wait, we don't have a need here or whatever, but we're going to draft the best guy available. Okay, sometimes if your team's totally fits and like you've got a great roster, sure, you can do that. But more times than not, every team's got a few needs to where you go, wait, don't overreach for a position you don't need or whatever. Trade down. Pick the picks and get the value to match up with, you know, the position, the need, and all that. That's to me what the good teams in the draft do.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.